There are some aspects of student life that online classes don't truly recreate. Things like making friends and the constant search to find good food on a budget. U of A students have a friend in Professor Supapan Serafin from the Materials Science and Engineering Department. She began cooking cuisine from her native Thailand for students and faculty every other Friday at Maricopa Hall. People come to enjoy the food and the fellowship, as we'll hear next in this audio postcard.
Well, I'm here to enjoy Thai food, of course. It's provided by the faculty fellow, Dr. Serpent. She's been faculty fellow at Maricopa for a very long time. Sometimes serves curry, but she also serves pad Thai, which also attracts a lot of people. Today, she's serving curry.
When I have students who learn chemistry or material science and engineering, and when we cook, I always make analogy with the material processing. So sometimes I would think of the kitchen as an extended classroom to do a laboratory for the material processing, because it has to have proper blend of ingredients, perfect temperature and timing, and so I would make that kind of analogy.
This is the standard by which Thai food is measured. And the fact that they have faculty fellow slush funds to help this out is great for students. Mm-hmm. So that's one lunch a week where not only do they get some cultural diversity, but culinary diversity as well.
It's absolutely the best Thai food in town.
It's the lemongrass. Oh, it's a secret ingredient.
And the coconut.
The curry is actually my favorite. I love it.
When students learn that I'm from Thailand, they always talk about, oh, I love Thai food, I love curry, I love pad Thai. And so I think when I started, it was one pot and still a lot left. And now I'm doing basically about 8 different big pots, 18 pounds of chicken or 20 pounds of chicken, 30 pounds of rice.
This is my first year as a resident assistant here in Maricopa. So when I came here and I found out that I had the opportunity to work with her, I was very excited. I think she's a fantastic professor and person, and she can really reach to students, be it through their stomach or just talking to them.
Wadika, Sawadika, thank you so much. Nice meeting you. Oh, ka. แล้วเจอกันนะคะ
ค่ะขอบคุณ
ค่ะ
อร่อยมาก
ขอบคุณค่ะ Here is a Thai person who say that it's really delicious. I think that's a true compliment, because from American students, you know, any free food maybe, yeah. They're just polite, right? For me, I think if I would have children, I would like them to have healthy meal. I think we have built quite a community here. And for me, I think it kind of warm up students. And when they have some problem, they want adult to talk to, they would set up an appointment and come to my office, or we go hang out. In fact, from Thailand, where I came from, they have the belief that a teacher is actually a second mother. And teacher would treat students as their children.
The bi-weekly Thai lunch is expected to return next semester. We have a link to the Thai Student Association and to a video of Professor Serafin at work in the kitchen. Check the radio page at azpm.org.